Welcome to show 7 of the Cloth Diaper Podcast. Today I interview Gabrielle from Raising Rysteds, and you can find the show notes for this episode at clothdiaperpodcast.com. The Cloth Diaper Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to everything cloth diaper. Join us for interviews with brands, retailers, and mamas from around the world. Welcome to show 7 of the Cloth Diaper Podcast. I am super excited about today's episode, but I'm not sure if there's ever a show that I'm not excited about. I have just been so happy listening and talking to all of these amazing women and brands and mama entrepreneurs. Oh, that's a hard word to say, out there every single week. Today I'm talking to Gabrielle from Raising Rysteds. She is a cloth diaper mama who is about to release a cloth diaper book that's going to help a lot of you out. Before we get started, I just wanted to say a little something about what's going on in my blog right now. So a couple days ago, I posted a post about copyright and intellectual property and trademark and asking questions about Lighthouse Kids. And I just want to put it out there in the world that I'm honestly trying to find out the answers. Is I want to know, what are the legalities around fan art? What are the legalities around profiting from fan art and trying to make that all work? And I've had some help from Annie from Nerdy Mamas, who is in show 3, and she does fan art style cloth diapers, in helping piece together the equation and why she feels comfortable releasing what she releases. And I've just been honestly trying to get a hold of Lighthouse Kids to be able to get them to tell me why they feel comfortable with this and what boxes it checks off. I'm not really trying to stir up any more drama besides transparency. And that's all I want. I just want there to be some transparency. But there's not. And that really kind of raises a red flag for me. And it makes me very concerned. But that's okay. You know what? Lighthouse Kids is not the only cloth diaper company out there. There are a ton of amazing cloth diaper brands out there producing and manufacturing cloth diapers that you can buy at retail or below retail. And we've seen some great new prints this week. Smart Bottoms released Toodles, which is a super fun Minnie Mouse inspired print, and inspired totally, guys. There's no character use, and there's not really much, maybe beside Toodle, that really infringes on that whole Disney thing. The other print that we saw, I saw that Smart Bottoms released a monster print, AMP released a harvest print, and as a cloth diaper podcaster, I'm really letting you down. I should have made a list before I randomly started rambling. If you want to see a full list of prints released this week, I'm going to include it in the show notes. You can find those at www.clothdiaperpodcast.com. If you want to join a cloth diaper addict community, I just created Cloth Diaper Addicts on Facebook. It is a cloth diaper addiction group. We're going to talk everything cloth diaper. We're going to be just our own awesome little community. Come find us, come help a mama out, and come share the addiction love. Can't wait to see you on. With further ado, I will let this interview with Gabrielle from Raising Rysteds begin. Checking your YouTube and your Instagram, but I don't know much about you, and nor do my listeners.
Okay. So I'm Gabrielle. I am a mom of 3 kids, 3 and under, and we are pretty crunchy. I didn't really become crunchy until after I had kids. And then I kind of was exposed to the world of cloth diapers and breastfeeding and baby wearing and all that stuff. So it all just kind of snowballed, and here we are today. And I chronicle a lot of our living and stuff at my blog, Raising Rysteds.
Rysteds. How do you spell Rysteds?
It's R-Y-S-T-E-D-T.
Okay. I'll make sure I'll link that up in today's show notes so people can find you.
Thank you.
So I was reading about your zero waste journey, or I was watching your latest YouTube video at the zoo. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how did you get into zero waste? Like, where did that come from?
So it actually started with the cloth diapers. When I was like 9 weeks pregnant with my first child, I was kind of like, cloth diapers look cool. And I said to my husband, I'm like, we're going to cloth diaper our kid. And he's like, okay. And then he was kind of like, what is a cloth diaper? And then I kind of just went down the rabbit hole of doing the research. And we live in an area where there's not a lot of zero waste or like a whole lot of other crunchy community here. So it's not like we could just go to a cloth diaper store or natural parenting store. So I ended up online doing a ton of research, and then it was, you know, cloth diapers, and then it was cloth feminine products and unpaper towels and everything else. And pretty quickly I realized how much we're saving with the cloth diapers once our daughter came. And I was like, well, we don't need to buy paper towels anymore, and we don't need to buy napkins anymore. And there's a bulk grocery store. We could bring jars with us to go do bulk shopping, which isn't something we do all the time. Like definitely not strictly zero waste, but we do try to eliminate as much waste as possible.
I know once I knew that laundry wasn't super intimidating, that I could mm-hmm. wash a lot of things, right? Like
yeah,
towels, napkins, it's totally manageable. So it's what's been your biggest challenge with zero waste?
I think probably the biggest thing is that our community, like I mentioned before, is not super, like, there's just not a lot of options. So there is a bulk grocery store, but it's an hour away from where we live. And my husband and I are small business owners, so it's really hard for me to get away and like take 3 hours just to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, that's definitely going out of your reach for anything. Yeah. I find that my biggest like challenge with reducing my waste has been just like packaging. So I could see why going to like a bulk store would be really beneficial, right? Like, it's amazing what I come home from Costco with the amount of waste I come home with.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, we're certainly not strict about it. And now that there's like 5 people eating in my family, I mean, we certainly have plenty of waste. Like, I'm not a warrior or anything like that, but yeah, I do try to be conscious of it because it's hard to eliminate, and just, it sneaks in, you know, you take the cardboard package off of something and then there's plastic underneath and it's like, why is this?
Yeah, that's why I was enjoying watching that YouTube video about the zoo, because going and leaving the house is probably my biggest waste contributor. Like, when I'm at home, it's super easy to wash dishes, but leaving the house, it's super easy to throw it in a Ziploc bag or saran wrap or a to-go cup. Yeah. So what are you loving the most about your zero waste journey?
I mean, I just like not spending the money on disposables, to be honest.
That was going to be my question. I was wondering if you were finding zero waste transition to be more expensive. Like, do you feel that there was an upfront cost?
There is the upfront cost, especially like with the cloth diapers where it's like hundreds of dollars at the beginning. And any time that I want to add something, you know, like we have 40 little flannel napkins from Marley's Monsters and I love them, but 40 napkins don't go super far when you have 2 toddlers. So it's like, well, I want more napkins, but it's, you know, it's definitely more expensive than going to Target and grabbing a pack of napkins or something. But yeah, like long haul, it's so much cheaper. Like week to week, you know, we don't buy paper towels. We don't buy feminine products. And of course, we don't buy diapers. So that's a significant savings with 3 kids.
Yeah, especially with 3 kids. I can't imagine what someone would pay for diapers.
Oh my gosh. I've like done the calculations. I'm like, we've saved at least $20,000. I'm
pretty And I know that a lot of my friends who disposable diaper, like they've got their hacks and their tricks, but I was like, guys, I'm not put together that much to be coupon saving. Like, I guess maybe I would have to, but that's just not my, I just don't have that kind of skill. So.
Yeah. Or I think like when I put a diaper on one of my kids and they like do something in it right away. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that wasn't a disposable diaper, because that would have been like 10 cents down the drain.
Well, in Canada, I think the cheapest I've ever sourced them out is 15 to 17 cents. I have to admit, I have cried when my child, when we're traveling and I have a disposable and I've cried when they've like pooped their pants right away. And I'm like,
we've done that traveling too. With, you know, that you put them in the car seat and the second they get in the car seat, it's like a blowout. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
I know. Today's going to be so expensive. Okay. So we'll transition back into cloth diapering. I was just, your zero waste journey really intrigued me. And I love seeing other people doing it. Like I know you're never perfect and I'm not perfect, but it's good to know there's other people on the journey that are trying. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think every little bit counts, right?
What is in your stash? Tell me about your cloth diaper stash.
So It's actually a pretty simple stash. I tried at first, like, you know, they recommend, like, you start with a bunch of different brands and a bunch of different styles. But what honestly works best for us is pre-folds and covers. And at night we do like padded up flats and covers. And that's like our whole stash for my two sons are still in diapers. My daughter is potty trained now, thankfully. So we have like size small pre-folds and smaller covers, mostly so that I can tell them apart for our 7-month-old. And then my older son is almost 2 and he just wears like doubled up pre-folds and covers because he is a really heavy wetter.
I love your cloth diapering style. I really think that's like the best way to cloth diaper. I am a pre-folds and covers girl too.
Yeah, I am. Well, and I try the microfiber, like the pockets and stuff like that. And I know that there's a lot of people who swear by them, but they could not hold up to my kids. Like, that's probably super embarrassing. But I'm like, cheap cotton pre-folds? Yeah, that's my jam.
I never liked touching the microfiber. It gave me the heebie-jeebies in my hand.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite cloth diaper in your stash? Like a favorite brand for covers?
You know, I feel like a lot covers are kind of more created equally than like different pockets. I find that I like a lot of different brands, but I have to say my favorites are probably Blueberry. They just seem really bulletproof.
Yeah, they're like a solid cloth diaper for sure. I wouldn't say that cloth diaper covers are pretty similar. Like, I mean, you get choices between flaps, no flaps, double buttons, single buttons, extra large.
Yeah, that's true.
Overwhelming.
I usually just like pad fold and stick it in and like, you know, make sure it's all tucked in and then I'm good to go at this point. But you're right. The flaps are really helpful, especially when you like want to pack it and stick it in the dresser and leave it there.
Yeah. I don't even do that far. My husband has finally learned how to grab a flat from the flat pile. And then that took a lot of teaching. I wasn't really quite sure how I was going to teach it. It felt like a really simple task, but he finally can do it.
Yeah. So you guys use the flats as well.
Yeah. Flats or pre-folds mostly. I pulled out my all-in-one stash when I go to my mom's house because it's just, her washing machine was eating my covers.
Oh my goodness.
Her washing machine doesn't seem to eat my all-in-ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And as a cloth diaper blogger, I have accumulated a stash that I can do that. Because I have one of everything. It's like a Noah's Ark in my house.
Stash envy.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it's overwhelming. But it, like on the day-to-day, I just use like a Grovia cover usually or a flip cover with a
I love the Grovia covers.
Yeah. They're my only problem is that my elastics have been going.
Oh, no.
And somebody the other day, though, told me that Grovia has different wash recommendations for their covers, that they ask you to wash on warm and don't put in the dryer. And I wash on hot and I put in the dryer. So I guess after 3 years, they're going to be dead.
Yeah.
I'm not overly upset about it because that's just life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Cloth diapers die.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, my diaper lasted for 3 years. You know, that's okay. If it's not working after 3 years, I'm okay with that.
And it's just a cover. Like, my pre-folds still work, and it's easy enough to replace just a cover.
Right.
Yeah, what's been your biggest challenge then with cloth diapering?
I think there's two things. The first, and I think I mentioned it a little bit earlier, was with the microfibers. I had gotten a lot of hand-me-down, and they weren't used. They were all in little packages, but they were kind of like the really cheap pocket diapers at first. And I was like, well, they say try everything, so I'm just going to go ahead and try everything. And I ended up with like a lot of those just from here and there from different people I knew. And I was using them for about a year, and then they just got this like stink. And I had no idea like that microfiber was going to hang on to a stink and just like, it was so bad. My washer stank and it was really bad. So trying to troubleshoot that was a little bit challenging because I wasn't really sure what I was doing. And then kind of shortly after that was when I found out I was pregnant with our second child. And I was like, oh, I have a newborn stash. So he can just use that. And I'll just get some new pre-folds and covers for my daughter. And that's not going to be a problem. And then my son came and he was 15 pounds by his 2-month birthday. And I like didn't have enough diapers for both kids. I was doing the diapers like every like 18 hours. I had to do diaper laundry until I was like able to add more to our stash. But other than that, you know, it's been so much easier than I think a lot of bloggers or people like in Facebook communities make it out to be.
I find that people who hate cloth diapers make it seem the worst.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, but what about the poop? I'm like, your kid is going to poop whether they're in disposables or cloth diapers. Like, it's just going to happen.
You're going to deal with so much poop. It's not even funny, right? Like, yes. It's like naive. It's naive. Yeah. I also can remember, even though I had a fairly decent stash, when my second came along and we were cloth diapering two babies, It was like overwhelming. I was doing laundry all the time and I just had to bulk up my stash.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it so that I wasn't doing laundry every day, because that really drains on your soul.
Yeah, we are still in the doing laundry every day phase. We live in a really small apartment with our kids. Like, we have some big life changes coming up. So we're like coming to the end of this part of our journey, but we do have to do the wash every day because we just have like a small place for the diapers and a small washing machine. So everything just has to be done in these tiny little batches.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
You're not doing coin op, or you just have a machine in your apartment?
We have a machine in our apartment, but it's like the size of one that you would have in a motorhome.
Oh.
So yeah, really small batches.
Small batches of everything then.
Yes. We're like literally running laundry all the time.
The poor washing machine.
We've actually been through like three of them.
So what's your wash routine with a small washing machine? So you're washing small batches. What does that mean to you? What's a small
batch? So it's about 10 to 12 diapers, usually whatever my boys are going to wear in a day. And my oldest is like very softly potty training. So he might, you know, not use as many as the baby does. Mm-hmm. So it's just those diapers. And if they don't seem like they're kind of heavy, I'll just toss in a towel with them just to make sure that my load is really nice and heavy. And we have just a small HE front loader, and I do it a normal wash. It's about an hour, and I do it on warm cold. Mm-hmm. And a scoop of Tide to the first line, and I let that thing go. And we have hard water in our area, so they don't recommend doing an extra rinse with water that's hard like this. So I just do that, and I toss them in the dryer and let them go, and they've been great.
Oh, so you're just doing one wash.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm processing. I was expecting you to keep going.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
But you didn't. You're just doing one simple wash. So you're not rinsing, you're not pre-rinsing your diapers, you're just like just doing one wash.
If there's like a poo, I will rinse it out before it goes in. I do not put any poo in my washer. Or you know, like overnight diapers that have been sitting for a little while, those will get rinsed out as well before they go in. But if it's just a regular, you know, number one, they go in because they do the wash every night. I don't worry that they're just sitting there for too long. If I were doing the wash every other day, I probably would rinse every diaper.
Okay. Interesting. I'm like fascinated every time someone shares a routine that's a little bit different than what I would expect is normal and that it works for you. And that's what's awesome. Simple is great.
Yeah. I like to keep it as simple as we can.
Yeah. And you don't have any problems with stink or stink. That's usually the biggest one. No?
Nope. We haven't had any stink problems.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, not since the microfiber issue of 2016.
Microfiber is really good at holding on stink.
Yeah. And then I was in the cloth diaper community and I was like, yeah, I'm going to just get rid of these. And they're like, no, you can use them to wash these. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. There's no.
Sometimes you just need to... Just some things don't need to second life. It's okay.
Nope.
Okay. So you messaged and you said that you were writing a book about cloth diapering. Tell me about
that. Yes. Well, as I mentioned earlier, when I was really first pregnant and looking into cloth diapers, I went looking for resources and I was able to find, I mean, there is a wealth of information out there. I definitely am not trying to disparage cloth diaper bloggers because there is so much out there, but I was honestly overwhelmed and I had trouble synthesizing the information together because what I found is that there was like one phrase for this and one phrase for that. And it was the same thing, but I didn't realize that because I hadn't been using cloth diapers yet. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, there's kind of this need for a more of a comprehensive cloth diaper overview. And talking about different styles and different fibers and what they mean. And when I'm not like just being a mom, I'm actually very interested in sewing and knitting and stuff like that. I have a bit of a background in fibers. And understanding how fibers work in general helps me to understand cloth diapers better. And I thought that combining those two things would be really helpful for the cloth community and people new to cloth diapers in general.
Definitely. And I know that that's a resource that the community is really missing. And I know a lot of people feel a little bit put off because there are a few suggestions out there, but they can be really overwhelming.
Yeah. And I found like some books and they were like $10. I'm like, well, that's fine, but I don't know if I want to spend $10 on a book that's going to tell me what blogs could already tell me. So I'd really like to be able to offer this for free or, you know, a very, very small amount just because I want to be able to help people. And I have friends like who are doulas and stuff like that. And they're like, you know, this is something that my clients could really use.
That's a blogging tip. So if you have a blog coach in your life, they'll often tell you to create a book and then sell it. That's why you see them go for $10. And I know that like my blog coach has asked me to write a book and I was like, no, so I'm not touching the 10-foot pole. So I'm always so amazed that other people will do it. And that is such a great contribution to the community. So when it comes out, where can people sign up to find out when and where your book will be?
I've been sharing some information about it on my Facebook page, which is just Raising Resteads. It's the same as my blog.
Okay.
And I can also send you links if you want them. And then if you subscribe to my email list on Raising Resteads, it does need a little bit of love, but I will be releasing the book to my subscribers first before like I make a big announcement. And I mean, first is not going to be like super exclusive, you know, they're going to have it months and months before anyone else does, but that's where the best place to keep in touch.
Okay. So you hear that, listeners? You're going to go email, subscribe to Gabrielle's list at...
It's at raisingresteads.com.
Cool. We will. And I'll link that up in the show notes.
Thank you.
That will be super awesome. I look forward to seeing it. I know I've read a few and hopefully yours will stand the test of time.
I hope so. I'm also secret life of mom. I'm also a copywriter is my, that's my profession. I do writing professionally. So I'm hoping that it's good.
Yeah. That's a good skill to have copywriting.
Yeah.
I also have a couple different blog hustles. And the other day I accidentally made the title for Mom Crust Monday.
Oh no.
And I got so much backslash against it. I actually got 3 kind of nasty emails about
it. Oh my word.
I know, right? Cool. I was like, guys, this is a blog run by 3 very tired moms.
Yeah.
And crust is a real word.
And it's not a naughty word either.
No,
like it's just a word.
They were just judging the caliber of my site and I was like,
oh my gosh.
Guys, it was just an honest mistake. I need a copy. One of my blog editors was like, maybe we should get a copy editor, Bailey. And I was like, we don't make that much money yet. We can't afford a copy editor.
Yeah, that's always the thing.
What do you think right now is the biggest challenge the cloth diaper community is facing?
That's a good question.
I like it.
I don't know. I'm thinking probably, I'd say a lack of education, to be honest. And I think, like I said before, I know that there's like so many bloggers out there who are, just have so many amazing things to say. But I think that in general, a lot of people don't know people in their real lives who cloth diaper. And I know that I found that when I'm talking to my friends or my family, and I'm just like, hey, yeah, this is a cloth diaper. Look, touch it. This is what it is. They're like, oh, well, that's like way easier than I thought it was in my mind.
I don't really know I'm really confused when people tell me that comment back. And I'm like, can you explain to me what you were thinking?
Like, yeah.
It's really pretty straightforward. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if we could, I think one of our biggest challenges, right, is building more real communities.
Yeah. Well, and I know like the work that Baby Wearing International was doing, which I heard that they went bankrupt.
They did.
Which that is such a blow to the natural parenting community.
But that's the challenge
in
the motherhood space right now is that people want things for free.
Yep.
But they don't want to pay for things of value.
Yeah. And I think that if they were just a comprehensive, like I love baby wearing. I mean, I'm super into that too. But if they're like maybe a comprehensive natural community, where people actually had chapters and they could meet. And there were more support for like natural parenting companies in our real spaces. I feel like that would go so far.
I know. And then, but also my cloth diaper retailer near me just closed up shop.
Oh my word.
Because like they're struggling, right? Like they're having a hard time getting people to acknowledge that they even exist in this community. So it's so hard. And then on the mom groups, I'm finding that people are always like, well, how do I make friends? And where are the groups? Where are the organized activities? And I'm like, you could do that. Nobody's willing to really step up and fill these voids. And understandably, it does take a lot of work to do that.
It does.
But somebody, if you have the time, somebody should be try.
Right.
And it has to be super formal. Like I run Hike It Baby, which is super casual. We meet like super casually. Like it doesn't take a lot of my time, but I think people feel overwhelmed by that idea.
Yeah. Well, the idea I think of being rejected or like mommy war is like happening in real life.
Yeah. You know what? That's an interesting thought that you just brought up there. I wonder the fear of mommy war is coming off. Keyboard warriors intimidates people from showing up to places. Like, I'm going to think on that. That's going to be running in my head all night.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
I just struggle in my local community with getting new people to show up. But I see all the time on the Facebook page, hey, I want to make some friends. Where can I go? And I'll suggest things. And then I never see anybody new show up. And I a lot of anxiety. And I wonder if, yes, we could attribute some of that to the scary mommy wars of the internet.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thought. Like, I'm in, of course, Facebook mom groups as well. And I think of like the things that I know about people in the group. And then I think of moms I know in my real life. I'm like, I probably don't know those details about you. Like, I don't know why. Like, why am I not as good at connecting face to face? You know, not that I don't ever, but it's so much easier to just log on to Facebook and just answer a question and then just get on with my life.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good challenge. I think you're building real life cloth diaper communities could be really, you're right, really beneficial.
Yeah. And we don't need anything expensive. You know, I feel like sometimes we want it to just be the perfect place. Like there's a natural baby store and we go meet at the store and we teach classes and stuff like that. But you know, local libraries and community colleges offer rooms for like basically free.
Yeah. Or even in your home. Like I'm also a Soma La Lacha League leader in training right now.
And
with La Lacha League, we can meet in your home or we meet at the park during the summer. Like, it really doesn't take a lot of work to do it. Just somebody just has to step up and say, hey, let's hang out guys. And then to show up.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
And that's a huge challenge. Okay, so what's your advice for new moms? If you could tell a new mom something, what would you tell her?
About cloth diapers or just
about anything. Anything.
Oh goodness.
I mean, you're also a mama entrepreneur, so if you whatever your biggest advice for somebody is.
Jeez. You know, it's funny. I'm a mom blogger and like, I give people advice, but then I like think that I'm like, what's my biggest piece of advice?
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be your biggest. What? I don't know. Just whatever piece of advice. What's been sticking in your soul lately that you feel people need to know?
You know, it doesn't hurt to ask your own mom for help. If you have your mom there, like best resource ever.
Hey, you know what? And I think a little bit underappreciated too. That's a good one. Ask your own mom for advice.
Like I went into parenting and I was like, I got this. I was like, I'm going to breastfeed my babies and cloth diaper them. And I'm going to have a natural birth, which I didn't with my first. And I'm like, then she comes and I'm like, what am I doing? Is it normal for my nipples to hurt when I breastfeed? Like, what is this? I don't know. What is this?
Yeah. And I have to admit that sometimes I don't like my mom's advice.
But that's okay. Me too.
That's okay. I really think that advice that doesn't work for you is still advice that works for you. Like if you tell me something and I'm like, that's stupid. Now I'm thinking about the exact opposite thing and you've really actually helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to get advice that doesn't work for you.
Yeah. Oh, my mom and I definitely don't agree on everything, but I always know she's at least going to not judge me. I at least know that.
Well, or if she judges me, she'll still call me tomorrow.
Right. And she still loves my kids and she's not going to be like, oh, I'm writing Gabrielle out of my will. Gosh, I can't believe her.
Yeah. So everybody out there, just ask your mom something. I'm sure they know.
Or mom figures, anyone who's a mom figure who even loves your dad.
Okay, so we can find you on the web at Raising Rysteds.
Yeah, raisingrysteds.com.
And on Instagram at?
At Gabrielle Rysted.
And on Facebook is Raising Rysteds.
Yeah.
And same on YouTube?
I think my YouTube is actually Gabrielle Rysted, but anything that's on YouTube is always linked on Instagram or on Facebook. Okay. So that's definitely like a secondary channel right now.
I was really enjoying your YouTube, so I hope you continue that.
Oh, I love doing the vlogs. It's just finding time when my kids aren't like in my face.
That's why I'm podcasting, because I couldn't find the time for vlogs, but it's also a challenge. My husband, I see, just texted me 7 times asking if he could come home.
And with that is the end of show 7 of the Cloth Diaper Podcast, your weekly podcast for everything cloth diaper. Today we talked with Gabrielle Rysted about her upcoming ebook, about her cloth diaper routine, and the fact that she is so crazy she washes cloth diapers every day. Some people are seriously dedicated. Kudos to them. Don't forget to join the conversation in our new Facebook community, Cloth Diaper Addicts, and follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Cloth Diaper Podcast. You'll find the show notes for this episode at www.clothdiaperpodcast.com. And if you would like to be on the Cloth Diaper Podcast to share your cloth diapering experience, send me an email, DM, or PM, and we will make it happen. I have Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 till noon free going forward now that preschool has started. It's a quick, short 20 minutes. Or if you have a suggestion of a topic that I should talk about, or a retailer, brand, or somebody you think needs to be on this show, let me know. I'll see you online. Bye.